premieres Wednesday night, 8:30. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the multi-talented Kevin Pollak. Kevin! Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
You haven't been here in a while. I don't think we've seen you in a while. That means you've probably been very, very busy.
Oh, right? You betcha. Yeah.
Everything good in your life?
You know, it's a little too good, which is scary.
Wow.
Yeah, the other shoe's about to drop. I know it.
No.
Sure.
You know, I can't thank you enough for bringing your considerable talent to the CBS Television Network. Oh, we're happy to have you here. Happy to have you here, my friend.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Hello. Well, you know, Les, it became. It could have became.
Yeah.
It's good, actually, you know, it's great. No, it's fabulous. You know, they're really very supportive.
Well, good. And, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah.
How was your summer? Did you work? You probably had to do a lot of work during the summer, didn't you?
Well, before we started up on the show, basically it was just a lot of barbecues.
Really?
Yeah.
You like the, you have the backyard thing?
I don't cook, so I go to other people's houses for the
Really? Barbecue. You have a lot of friends and they invite you over, you and your wife, you go over and you have the barbecue?
Yeah. Too many barbecues, really, is what I'm getting at. Which means, of course, way too many hot dogs. Yeah.
Oh, now see, that wouldn't be my choice if I was going to the barbecue. I'd probably stay away from the dogs.
Or, yeah, you ever read the ingredients on one of those packages? It literally just says, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But something good came from a massive hot dog.
Well, that's the way life works very often.
Occasionally. Yeah. I'm sitting there on a Sunday after one of these big barbecues, right, with the big bloated belly full of wieners. And,
hey, Paul, how about that? You got that, right?
The big bloated belly full of wieners.
Tom Waits song. Tom Waits.
Sure. Oh, Tom. Yeah.
And rather than thinking of a song, I thought of a diet plan.
Hmm.
Yeah. The hot dog diet plan, which I'm going to share with your audience.
Great.
Gratis.
Great.
Yeah, my gift.
That's good. A lot of stars make you send in.
No.
You're giving it free.
There's no books, no tapes. I'm just going to give it right up. What you do is you start on Monday. That's your day one.
Right.
You start Monday.
Monday?
8 o'clock, 8 a.m., your first meal. 7 hot dogs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No buns, no relish, just the dogs. Then at 10:15 sharp, you have a friend take you to the hospital where you check in. And then for like a week or two, it's nothing but Jello and sponge bath. And the weight just
the weight dissolves. I can imagine.
Just comes right off.
God bless you.
You sit there like a clam.
I have to mention that to Richard Simmons, you know.
Yeah.
How's your wife? What do you do for fun? You know, you come to New York every yeah.
We hang out. We see shows. Yeah. I did some shopping today because she has a birthday coming up.
Oh, great, good.
Yeah, I went into one of these stores. Had a strange experience. You know, sometimes the salesman recognizes you.
I haven't had that experience.
That seems odd. Okay, in this town.
Not really, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
So this salesman, he recognizes me because of my comedy background. He thinks everything out of my mouth is going to be a joke, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just being sincere, asking questions about the jewelry, and he thinks that I'm sincerely trying to be funny. So I was like, excuse me, how much is this bracelet here? All right. Okay. Yeah. Super. The one with the blue stones. The little sapphires. All right. Okay. Unbelievable, this guy. So I was going to buy the bracelet, but he says it's like $17,000. And naturally, I said, all right. But no, it's too much of a joke, is what that is. So I have to get my wife something
good. You know what you're going to get?
Oh, I got to get her something good. I might just get a bucket of jewelry and say, have fun, honey.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because my birthday's 2 weeks after.
A bucket of jewelry.
Yeah.
And then you say, have fun,
oh,
honey.
She's loaded with the jewelry. Yeah, if the fish are going for the shiny lures, you want to just push her right over the side of the boat. So, my birthday, I love you, honey. My birthday is a couple weeks later, so I got to get her something good. Now, my birthday's strange because I have the same birthday as my father.
Mm.
I was born on my dad's birthday.
I wonder how often that happens. I bet it happens more often than you might think, but it seems unusual, but I bet it's not.
It was, yeah, it does seem, it was strange growing up.
Statistically speaking, I bet that is common.
Yeah, it was strange growing up for me that way because, you know, you know, the same day, but it's Dad's birthday.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we do things how I wanted to, but usually we just ended up at the track, you know. And he'd say something sweet like, remember, Kevin, if number three comes in, you'll get that Schwinn you've been crying about.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, but my birthday's the day before Halloween, so Halloween.
Now, see, that, I think that's odd.
Yeah.
I wonder statistically how often that happens.
Yeah. Well, Halloween became my favorite holiday because of
yeah.
dressing up. Still, now I dress up and never go out for the kid, the trick-or-treaters who come
oh,
to the door.
Sure,
yeah, I don't want to be that guy in the neighborhood. You'd ring his doorbell and from inside you'd hear, yeah, yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
You know.
That's me.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Giving out cheese and bologna sandwiches? There you go, kids. Yeah. Good luck to you. What are you, a cowboy? Yeah, and I'm Tab Hunter. Get out of here. So, for the kids, they come to the door, because I've been doing impersonations in my stand-up act for years, they get a special treat.
You know? Oh, they get a little special show
yeah.
right there on the porch.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Last year, I opened up the door as Christopher Walken, and that's fun for the kids.
You know. He's very creepy, that guy.
Kids, whoa, this is exciting, trick-or-treat. That's a good question. Hey, I got a question. Who wants to guess what's buried under my house?
You want to, we should talk a little bit about the big show, a premieres Wednesday.
New show. Yeah,
Wednesday. Work with me.
Work with me.
I just saw the first episode. Is it the first episode or the pilot? What do you think I saw?
Yeah.
It kind of sets up the show. That would have been the pilot or the first episode?
Pilot, that once they pick it up as a series, they then call it the first episode.
First episode.
Yeah.
So the show I saw today is the show everybody will see Wednesday.
It'll be on Wednesday at 8:30 after Cosby. I don't want to be, you know, I had to do a lot of watching of television to get into this whole thing.
Really?
Know? Which is it's not difficult for me because my family, long line of TV watchers, we're lazy people, basically. In fact, the Pollock family crest is a snarling lion about to pounce on a guy in a recliner. So.
Sounds regal.
Yeah. It's regal. So, you know, you watch the shows. I guess game shows are making a big comeback. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah,
Maynard.
Regis Philbin. Sure. Yeah.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? First of all, what kind of question is that? Isn't that pretty much everyone?
Well, that's what I said to
yeah.
him. I said, of course, that's stupid.
I'm not gonna, why would I root for these people? Give me a show like Who Wishes They Hadn't Married That Waitress in Reno? Here's a guy that needs a fan base.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah. So the show... you have a lot of guys this time of the year, a lot of TV actors come on and plug their show.
Right.
I would rather tell the viewers what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I think that's an interesting angle, yeah.
Yeah.
What is in it for them?
Well, I'll tell you.
All right.
If you watch the show, and it's important to watch the first 4 or 5 weeks, you know, because the network pulls the plug real fast these days. Not really.
Kind of get comfortable with the rhythm of
yeah.
the show. With a viewing pattern, get comfortable with that.
Exactly. If you watch the show the first few weeks especially, they'll make more shows.
Right, right.
And yes, of course, that means I'll make more money. But unlike the deadbeats on the other networks, I pay my taxes, okay? So I'm going to pay so much in taxes, I will help pave your highways, better schools for your kids. Really what it's about, Dave.
You're a great American and a humanitarian.
It's about... reinvesting in your own community.
It's about the American way, my friend.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Right.
Good for you. Kevin Pollock, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with the dog that finds the truffles.